In other words, the whole structure of our atmosphere is changing. These results are impossible to explain if the sun were the culprit. It shows that the changes we are seeing in our climate are not natural. The distinction between the troposphere and the stratosphere became part of the Supreme Court hearing in the case of Massachusetts et al. V. the EPA, in which 12 states sued the federal government for failing to regulate carbon dioxide as a pollutant under the Clean Air Act. Justice Antonin Scalia dissented, arguing that there was nothing in the law to require the EPA to act. But the Honorable Justice also got lost in the science, at one point referring to the stratosphere when he meant the troposphere. A lawyer for Massachusetts replied, "Respectfully, Your Honor, it is not the stratosphere, it's the troposphere." The justice answered, "Troposphere, whatever. I told you before I'm not a scientist. That's why I don't want to deal with global warming." But we all have to deal with global warming, whether we like it or not. And some people have been resisting this conclusion for a long time. In fact, some people have been attacking not just the message, but the messenger. Ever since scientists first began to explain the evidence that our climate was warming and that human activities were probably to blame, people have been questioning the data, doubting